Good morning. A partly cloudy and mainly dry start to the day across interior New York and New England, with areas of dense fog in spots. Also, some hazy sunshine thanks to smoke from wildfires in southern Canada filtering out some of the sunshine, as it will throughout the day today. Otherwise, the sun will mix with clouds through the morning and into the afternoon, and temperatures will climb out of the 60s and through the 70s and into the lower to mid 80s on average for daytime highs. At the same time, a weak cold front will slide our way from southern Canada, and this will touch off a few scattered showers and thunderstorms by the mid to latter portion of the afternoon. Not everyone will see rain during the day today, but the showers and thunderstorms will hang around into the evening hours before diminishing later on tonight. Overnight, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy, and it will be muggy with temperatures back into the mid-60s. A trough of low pressure will pivot through the region on Wednesday. Again, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, with temperatures reaching into the upper 70s to around 80. And with that trough of low pressure, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible once again on Wednesday afternoon and into the early evening. After this trough lifts out, we should have a pretty good dry period of weather heading through the end of the week and into the upcoming weekend. With high pressure in control, we'll have mostly sunny skies and highs in the middle to upper 70s on Thursday. A weak disturbance will pass through on Friday, but perhaps not enough to generate a shower. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s, then back to mostly sunny skies and in the lower 80s on Saturday. By Sunday, the next system approaches with a renewed chance of showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front extending from the mid-Atlantic to the southern plains will spark showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain throughout much of the south-central and southeastern United States over the next few days. Flash flood watches cover northernmost Alabama and south-central Tennessee. The main hazards associated with these storms will be frequent lightning and flash flooding. This front and related rainfall chances are forecast to linger over the region through the middle of the week while slowly sliding south across Texas. Meanwhile, the southwest monsoon should remain quite active for the foreseeable future and bring much-needed rainfall to this part of the country. However, the potential for flash flooding will also continue for isolated locations through the southwest and central Great Basin, especially over burn scars. Flash flood watches cover portions of Arizona, Nevada, and Utah. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with drizzle and fog and 52 degrees with a northwest wind at 28 gusting to 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 42 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 5 miles visibility and fog, 66 degrees, the dew point 65, 96% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.91 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 90, Boston mostly sunny with a late day thunderstorm possible in the mid 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny, just scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature, 71, that's 3 degrees below normal. 0.025 of an inch of rain yesterday, 7.11 inches for the month, which is 4.36 inches above normal. And 22.22 inches for the year, which is 0.93 of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low, 63. The record high, 97, set in 1894 and in 1991, and the record low, 49, in 1929, 1965, and 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:27 p.m., 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. A few showers and storms tonight in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. A few showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid-80s. A few showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 80s. A few showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. A few showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, upper 70s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 70s on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s on Friday. Back to mostly sunny skies on Saturday in the lower 80s. And mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for Sunday and Monday. And highs back into the lower and middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.